talent is being looked at in the 5, 6, 7 cities which have been the nodal cities for these GCC, today we are seeing the government and a lot of state government wanting to ride this bandwagon or this curve. So you've seen a lot of these tier 2 cities in different states coming up as a new spokes, if I can say, for the hubs of the GCC, the starting GCC locations. How have these tier 2 being played out? We see a lot of state governments actually playing the ball. They're actually coming up incentivizing a lot of people to come and open the centers because it obviously helps the economy of the state, etc. How do you think that whole play of tier 2 is coming up? Do you think it's here to sustain? Or what are your thoughts around this as you work so aggressively in this market?
No, definitely. I would say, Pragati, I've been in this space for 18 years. Perhaps I'm seeing a season 3 of tier 2. It's not tier 2, haven't happened. You've had multiple clients with setup in Indore, in Jaipur, in Vizag. But we all know, I think at that time, the ending wasn't so happy. A lot of it had to be scaled back because the largest challenge you had in tier 2 is your ability to attract middle management talent. People who are in the middle of their life, they have young kids, they have aging parents, for them to move in because you need, you can get younger talent, you can get entry talent in any location because the educational infrastructure of India is improving. But if you're sitting in Jaipur, making sure someone from Delhi moves in, that managerial talent, which actually drives the part of the
mid-level talent.
So given, I think, the quality of school education, the quality of medical care, even the quality of nightlife, trust me, plays a big factor in you being able to attract this talent. So somehow, I think I'll be very, very candid here. I think there's a lot of broadcasting which is happening that we have a great educational infrastructure. But let's be honest, GCCs hire 70-75% of their talent laterally from third parties and product organizations and Big Four. So if you actually want to attract as a tier 2 city, a GCC, you have to first make sure you're able to get the third party SIs, you're able to attract the Big Fours because they will serve as an incubation hub. GCCs per se do not want to become hire freshers and train them. They pick up talent much more laterally. So I think while tax incentives are great, but despite the incentives, you're not seeing that movement because I think that's one area where the state governments need to focus the more. How do you get the generals of the army? Because if those people come in, they will themselves get the entry-level talent. And when you're younger in life, in your 20s, your ability to move from one city to other is much, much, much more easier. Second, I would say, is even international connectivity. I think because if you are going to have your global folks fly in, into Jaipur and Jaipur doesn't have a direct flight or you want people to fly.
It becomes a deterrent
out there. Yes. So I think that international connectivity also plays a part of a role in making sure. And then definitely, I think the way state governments, some of the state governments we know, like if you look at, have done extremely well. They have literally sassified the city as a service model. So you have all services of the city available to you on tap. So which gives a lot of comfort when any business, as I said, for someone coming into India, it is like landing on Mars. So, and our suggestion, honestly, to clients is, since our focus is more on new GCCs, is start with a tier one, use tier two as a bolt on. So once you squeeze the lemon, you optimize the process in a tier one location, then you can pick it up and move to a tier two out there. Because you're going to get certain incentives which are going to come into play. So I would say that's a strategy. But ideally, at this stage for financial services clients, the predominant model is not to start with a tier 2, but to use tier 2 as an additional location.